WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, peace seekers. Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Now, raise your hand if you've ever found yourself in a social situation that felt like walking through a minefield. Ever feel like you're saying, yes, when you really want to say, no, or constantly explaining yourself just to get a sliver of personal space? Trust me, you are not alone. Today, we're diving deep into navigating those tricky social situations with healthy boundaries that leave you feeling empowered and at ease. Let's face it, setting boundaries isn't always a walk in the park, especially when dealing with people who may push back or misunderstand your needs. But here's the thing, strong boundaries are like invisible shields protecting your well-being, allowing you to show up authentically and confidently in every interaction. Think of it this way. Imagine your energy as a precious resource. You wouldn't want to give it away freely to every person who walks into your life, right? It's about choosing how and where you invest your energy. So, what are some key takeaways to help you navigate those complex social situations with grace and ease? Buckle up because we're about to break it down. First things first, know yourself. What truly matters to you? What values guide your decisions? Recognizing your own needs and priorities is the foundation of setting healthy boundaries. It's like having a compass that points you in the direction of what feels right for you. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It simply means expressing your needs and expectations directly and respectfully. Practice saying no gracefully, even when it feels uncomfortable. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You deserve to have your voice heard. Thirdly, learn to read social cues. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, and the overall energy in a situation. This can help you anticipate potential conflicts or situations where you might need to set a boundary. Think of it like having an extra sense that helps you navigate the social landscape with awareness. Fourth, don't overexplain yourself. People often try to justify their boundaries, but remember, your needs are valid without needing excessive explanation. Keep it simple and direct. It's not about winning an argument, it's about protecting your peace. Finally, practice self-care. Setting boundaries is a form of self-love. Make sure you're taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. When you feel good from within, you'll have more energy and resilience to navigate those challenging social situations with confidence. Ever feel like you're stuck in a constant cycle of people-pleasing? Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends and acquaintances. You find yourself agreeing to every request, from helping clear the table to playing a game that bores you to tears. You're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own, even though deep down, you crave some quiet time to recharge. Sound familiar? This scenario highlights the dangers of neglecting your boundaries. When we say, yes, too often, it depletes our energy and leaves us feeling resentful and drained. We forget about our own desires and aspirations, sacrificing our own well-being for the sake of pleasing others. Here's the deal, you are not obligated to be everything to everyone. Remember those key takeaways? Practice saying no gracefully, communicate your needs clearly, and prioritize self-care. Think back to that dinner party scenario. Instead of agreeing to every request, imagine yourself politely declining invitations, stating your preference for a quiet evening, or even suggesting an alternative activity that aligns with your interests. By setting those boundaries, you're not being rude, you're honoring your own needs and paving the way for more fulfilling interactions. Remember, folks, setting healthy boundaries is a continuous journey, not a one-time event. It takes practice, courage, and self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By protecting your peace, you create space for authentic connections, genuine joy, and a life that truly reflects who you are. So, go out there and be bold. Set those boundaries, speak your truth, and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boundary-setting inspiration. And remember, I'm always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.